Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR.
And I'm Emma Erler, lead horticulturist at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
You know, I think it surprises people to know that we do not have native earthworms in New Hampshire. And now we have something to worry about called invasive jumping worms.
So these are invasive earthworms that come from Asia, and they go by several names: jumping worms, crazy worms, snake worms. And all of these names come from the way that they move, which is very different from European earthworms that you might be more used to in your garden. They move very quickly, kind of snake-like slithering, and very abrupt movement.
Does it make the soil or the compost look different?
Yes, you can see the effect on the soil or the compost. So the soil becomes very loose and crumbly, which makes it difficult for plants that have very fine roots to sometimes survive, or for a lot of wildflower species and even trees to become established from seed in the first place. They're not welcome guests in the garden or in natural ecosystems.
So what can we do to combat them?
That's a really tough thing. So I think once you have jumping worms in your garden, and if you do, you're not alone. I have them in my own garden. What you're going to be looking to do is perhaps limit the numbers more than actually eradicate these things. So that means buying bulk materials like compost or loam from a reputable supplier that can tell you that that product has been heat treated to kill any worm eggs or cocoons of the worms themselves. You can also hand pick the worms. This is usually what I do. While I'm weeding in my garden, I'm often disturbing the worms and they're coming out of the soil or the mulch. I just throw them in a plastic bag as I come across them, and that goes to the dump. You could be a little bit more proactive, and there are lots of recipes for this online, but you can actually drench the soil with a mustard solution, which causes them to come up onto the surface of the soil. It's not going to kill them outright, but it does make them a little bit easier to hand pick. And you can also try solarizing your soil if you want to try to kill those worm cocoons. You can do this by wetting down the soil and putting a piece of clear black plastic over it and monitoring to make sure that soil temperature is getting up to at least 104 degrees for 3 days. The hotter, the better. Like I said, they're everywhere, and to a certain extent, they may be inevitable for gardeners.
When Emma Erler recommends black plastic in the garden, I know it's serious.
It's going to be okay.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.
See you in the garden.